fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Monday, the second day of November 2020. Prep tip of the day, it's a twofer. First of all, pray without ceasing. Pray for our president and his family. Pray for our country. Pray for a landslide victory for President Donald J. Trump tomorrow. Second part of the prep tip of the day, make sure everybody in your team has a mechanical wristwatch. No batteries. That's very important. This is Firearms Monday. Got patiently waiting my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number, he's taking calls beginning Wednesday afternoon. That telephone number is 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, it's the day before a historical event taking place tomorrow, isn't it, sir?
Yes, this could be the day before the day that America turns communist. It could be the day before the day Donald Trump wins his second term and actually keeps his campaign promise to drain the swamp. I don't think I've ever been through an election like this and had so little clue as to who was going to win. I have no feeling for this. Do you, John? Do you have a feeling for how this thing's going to go tomorrow?
I have a caveat with my feeling. The caveat is, if it's free and fair, there'll be a landslide for President Trump. The caveat is being free and fair. There's going to be so much. There'll be unprecedented election fraud. We already have had lots of evidence of ballots being damaged and destroyed, lost. It's not even election day yet. So that's the caveat. If we have a free and fair election, I believe the president will win by a landslide.
Well, I think that's already impossible. I read something.
Hello, Sam.
Are you getting a feed through your line?
I am now. You were gone for 5 or 6 seconds.
Okay. Well, the Texas courts have already rejected a bid to discount 127,000 votes in Harris County.
Really? So these were absentee ballots or mail-in ballots or both?
It looks like they were mail-in ballots. The Texas Supreme Court on Sunday rejected without comment a bid by three Republican candidates and a GOP activist to toss out 127,000 votes cast from drive-through lanes in the emerging Democratic stronghold of Harris County.
Well, that's not a mail-in ballot or an absentee ballot. That's something I haven't
even... Yeah, what is a drive-through lane? I mean, it's just remarkable.
Well, that's a new way of voting I haven't heard of before. Now, absentee ballot, you go in person and you vote ahead of time. Mail-in ballot, you obviously use the United States Postal Service. This is the way you order a cheeseburger, not the way you vote.
I am so appalled at the blatant in-your-face corruption of these communist Democrats. It's just remarkable. And the Republicans have literally been asleep at the wheel. They've been anesthetized somehow, some way.
Well, not all Republicans, but many Republicans, I agree. Many of us are awake to what's going on, to the fraud, to the communist insurgency that's behind all of this. Well, it's tomorrow's historical. I mean, it's too late to change people's minds, but it's not too late to make sure people vote, they have transportation, child care if necessary, no excuses, time off from work. If you're an employer, make sure your employees have time off from work to vote tomorrow. They may have to stand in line an hour or two, but whatever it takes, right, Sam?
Yeah, I think if you're an American that loves freedom and believes in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you would be making a huge mistake not to call at least 15 or 20 people on that call list on your cell phone and remind them to vote tomorrow and offer them a ride if they need to get to the polls, if they don't have transportation. You have got to do what you can do. It's not enough just to vote yourself this time. You have got to make sure that every one of your friends within your sphere of influence goes to the polls and casts a vote against the communist regime that's trying to take over this country.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. Well, I don't want to spend all 2 hours on political matters. This is Firearms Monday. I mentioned before the show started, Sam, I was at a gun show over the weekend at St. Charles Family Arena. Small show, a couple hundred tables. Well attended. Everything, rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, at least twice the price that they should have been, pretty much, across the board. Even something as mundane as a pair of grips for a Smith & Wesson revolver. The guy had a factory, I don't know how it got to be a factory second, but one side of the grip is a walnut grip. Didn't look too bad. The other one, it looked like some termites had eaten away a portion of the grip, and he won $75 for that. And I looked at him, I thought, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. people are scared. I get emails and phone calls, Sam. I'm sure you get the same. People who've never owned a firearm before, they don't know what to get. They're not sure what training they should get. There's a lot of fear out there, isn't there, sir?
There is a lot of fear. And I want to remind people that Scripture tells you, don't fear anything but your Father in heaven. And I think that's a great thing to keep in mind as we move forward in this country, because the challenges have just begun. If you waited until now to get a firearm this weekend, I'm sorry, but I have to ask the question, where have you been?
Well, obviously, that's the question. Young man I was talking to yesterday, he's the same age as my grandson. He wants to build a 1,000-yard rifle. He has a pretty good starting point. I think it's a Ruger American and 6.5 Grendel. And he had a off-brand, inexpensive scope on it. And I said, well, I want him to go to Freedom Center with me as my guest. I said, I hope the guys don't make fun of your scope. And he didn't have high optimism that they would. And he says, well, John, I can shoot a 5/8 inch group at 100 yards. And I said, well, that's kind of getting you close, but not where you need to be. He's got his heart's in the right place, and he's got a young family, a small child, and just bought a new home, and so forth. And I'll help him any way I can. I was getting a couple of pointers yesterday, he's headed the right direction, at least, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it starts with the desire to learn how to use the tool, and so good for him to have that desire. Now he's got to learn a little bit about what it takes to make a long-range scope actually work.
All right. Well, just before we get to our first caller, in an effort to, and his grandfather was a very dear friend of mine, gunsmith, Vietnam vet, Marine, just to help him feel better about his lack of knowledge and where I was just a year ago before I took your precision rifle class, I said to him, my brief bio that I qualified expert in the Army, I'm NRA certified firearms instructor. I have competed in high-powered rifle competition. And I told him that despite that knowledge, which is greater than probably 95% of the men in this country, by the end of the first half day at your class, I found out I didn't know how to hold a rifle. I didn't know how to clean a rifle. I didn't know how to shoot a rifle. Just to help him know that not to feel like the Lone Ranger where his starting point is. Sam, we got a caller on hold here. We got Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, guys. Hey, before I forget, I know you're not wanting to make the show out of politics, but I heard on the news this weekend that Joe was at one of his rallies and he didn't realize the mic was still on when he went backstage, and he said, well, I'm not worried about it anyway. He said, we've got the most fraudulent voting campaign going on. We've got it all fixed up, you know, in the works, in other words, ever in the history of the United States, that they've got to figure it out.
It's in the bag.
Yeah.
It's in the bag.
His mic was still on. I don't remember who was it. I can't remember it was on the radio is where I heard it, and they was talking about it. It was either on your guys' type of radio, or it was on another radio. I listened to both, but anyhow, I thought that, wow, this guy's coming right out, and, you know. But anyhow, earlier the last hour, John, when that guy was talking about when you thought he was talking about the gun safe, which he might have been, because I kind of missed it a little bit, I was thinking what I was going to ask you guys, what about EMP? Would it affect the thermal sights, and how could you protect them?
Well, I'll address that, Sam. Any follow-up? Anything with transistors, resistors, diodes, and so forth is subject to EMP damage. Anything. So with a thermal imaging sight or any electronics, all you need is a nice, clean, fresh, brand new galvanized steel trash can with a tight-fitting lid. Line it with either a blanket, a quilt, or cardboard. Put the electronic device in there so it does not touch the metal. Close the top. You might want to seal it with some aluminum tape, and then ground it. Use a 12-gauge wire going to a grounding rod outside just for a little bit extra security, and then the EMP can't possibly hurt it. Any follow-up, Sam?
No, I think that's an excellent idea. You know, that's a quick way to do it. We take galvanized trash cans and we spray them with truck bed liner, and we wrap our high-dollar stuff like our thermal and our comms units and our battery chargers, things that have printed circuit boards in them. We wrap them in bubble wrap, we wrap them in foil, and then we wrap them in bubble wrap, and we stick them inside this can, and there's no EMP in the world that's going to get to that stuff.
Well, what I'm wondering was maybe you could talk to your EMP guy, John, and find out if there's some kind of a little setup that they could, if there's anything they could do for, since you can do it with a car that's got rubber tires, I want, or synthetic tires. But anyhow, if there's a way to do it to protect the gun while you're in the field itself and you get an EMP when you're outside the trash can, you see what I mean?
Well,
it's just something I thought that I had. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe you can ask him and see what he says.
Well, it doesn't. You know, I certainly can ask him. He's not available this week, but
right.
I don't have high hopes of EMP Shield having anything under development. If they do, it would be something for the government, and they couldn't talk about it. Something that small and lightweight to be usable in the field. If it's under development, there's not disclosure agreements. He couldn't talk about it anyway.
Okay, hey John, give me that call in number again. I couldn't catch it when you was reading it before.
You just called
512. No, I dialed on the 800 number because I didn't catch the other number.
Okay, the new one is 512-248-8252.
248-8252. 8252. Okay, I had 8252. All right, hey, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Al.
Bye, Al.
EMP is something I never had to deal with when I was in the military. It's the phenomenon was known, but it really wasn't something we were concerned about. But it has become something, it is a real concern that we do have to take into consideration, isn't it, Sam?
I think it's wise to. I think that we're more likely to see damage to the power grid if Trump wins. You know, right now there are polls saying Biden's got a 95% chance of winning. You know, they did the same thing 4 years ago. They said Hillary was up by 9 points just a couple days out, and she got absolutely smoked by Trump.
Right.
So I think it's interesting. It's corruption against the American people. That's the contest this time around. And, you know, unfortunately, it's being masked as a presidential election, and it's really a fight between good and evil.
It really is. It really is. Let's talk about training a little bit. What's upcoming training at Freedom Center USA that people could take advantage of and sign up for, sir?
Well, we have a class coming up here real quickly, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th of November. Basic handgun, enhanced handgun, and then basic tactical carbine, 2 days of that. So if you want a spot in that class, I think we have one space still open. You can give me a call. And then in December, we have the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th. Same thing, basic handgun, enhanced handgun, and then basic tactical carbine. We're also looking at doing an enhanced urban vehicle tactical carbine course on the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th, 11th, 12th, and 13th of December. So if you're interested in that, you can get in the enhanced class on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of December if you've had the basic courses. You have to have the prerequisite handgun and carbine course to get into the enhanced course.
All right. Well, that's some good. I presume you're working on the 2021 class schedule. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we don't typically do a lot of training in January. It's a little cold. But by the middle to the end of February, generally we'll start training again. I don't know. Circumstances may change that, you know, depending on demand. I like to give my instructors a month off. I know I probably won't be training anyone towards the end of May. But there may be other instructors that'll be holding classes at the Freedom Center in May. But, you know, a lot of it just depends on this election and the situation in the United States. We've had so much demand for basic handgun and carbine, we had to add two courses at the end of the year. And that's all that's left.
Well, it's been a busy year. We've got more to do. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Yeah. What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the second day of November. This hour is sponsored by the Rocket Heater, the most efficient way you can burn wood to stay warm. Available at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class firearms training. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number you can call Wednesday afternoon or later, 417-718-2597. Well, Sam, this year there will be several hundred books written, I'm sure, about the events of 2020. Very bizarre year from many points of view. The COVID obviously has taken over the news, and it's changed our lives in many ways, none of them good that I'm aware of. But it certainly caused a dramatic increase in demand for certain classes, hasn't it, sir? Hello, Sam.
The fear level out there is pretty high right now, and for good reason. These evil people are coming to destroy this country, and they're coming hard. And a lot of people have been taken off guard, unaware, some people are in shock. They don't know what to do. Other people can't believe it's happening. They're unwilling to recognize what's going on. It's an interesting time to live in, and I honestly think there's so much corruption in so many key states. I don't know how Trump can pull it off. It'll be a miracle if he does.
It will be. Well, it will be a miracle. We need a miracle. We surely need a miracle. Regardless of the outcome of the election tomorrow, there's going to be civil disorder and civil chaos. That's everything I'm hearing. What about you, sir?
Yeah, I believe that there's going to be violence in the cities, probably no matter what happens. And I think that you're going to see, unfortunately, you know, in the last election, and this is something I really do want to talk about. It's not gun related. American Christians, the evangelicals, 47% of evangelicals that were actually registered to vote in 2016 did not go to the polls and cast a vote. Now, if that's typical across all Christian genres, I mean, that means basically that Trump has no chance with this level of corruption. If the Christians will actually go to the polls and vote, the ones that are registered, if we can get 80 to 90% of the Christians to go to the polls and actually vote, we may be able to override this corruption. I don't know. But, I mean, if you call yourself a Christian, if you call yourself a freedom-loving American, and you don't go vote tomorrow, don't ever call yourself an American again. I mean, there's just no excuse for it this time around.
Well, I agree absolutely. I agree absolutely. This is so, so important. Many of these evangelical Christians aren't even registered to vote, which is even more disappointing. So get out there and vote. Provide transportation for somebody that needs a child care. Call two or three people. Make several trips. If you're an employer, give people the day off. We need a landslide victory for this president. It can't be just marginal. It has to be a landslide, doesn't it, Sam?
Yeah, it'll have to be an overwhelming move, you know. And I want to explain to people, you know, how deceptive this whole deal is. This whole COVID thing is all about the election and taking control. And, you know, you have Democrat Christians out there saying Jesus would wear a mask, Jesus would socially distance. You know, you're being selfish, you know, and I'm the guy over in the corner going, no, wait a minute. Jesus didn't wear a mask and he put his hand on lepers. You don't know the same Jesus I know. And you know, it's amazing the level of lying going on. I mean, they'll even lie to your face about Christ. I mean, these people, they're not Christians. They're not men of God. They're not women of God. They kill babies. They lie about our Christ. Get to the polls and put these criminals in their place. They're thieves and they're murderers. And I'm sorry I have to say it that way, because everybody wants to be, you need to be kind and gracious to the other side. Well, no, you don't. You need to tell it like it is. You need to tell the truth. It's the truth that'll set you free. Not appeasing a bunch of communist baby murdering criminals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, life goes on. The training goes on. The concerns go on. This is a bona fide communist insurrection, isn't it, sir?
It absolutely is. And we're going to put a stop to it one way or the other.
We have no choice. We have a bottom of the hour break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I wish I was in the land of Cottonwood Town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the second day of October. My website is November, second day of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Every 24 hours, the daily intelligence briefing is updated. You want to know what's going on in North America, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia? That's the place to do it. Updated every 24 hours. Also, my website, if you have issues with arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, I do have something that will help you. I do. You have issues with sleep? You want to sleep as good as a small child every night like I do? Well, it's the same solution. It's called the Energy Cleaner. My home business, my orders, my deliveries have tripled the past months, going back to March. People thinking more about their health, wanting to do something about it. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check. My address is right there. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. You want to sign for a class, get a custom rifle built, get a piece of thermal imaging at a really good price. Just give him a call at 417-718-2597. Sam, I just confirmed what I've been hearing for a number of months. This social distancing idea comes from a 14-year-old high school freshman girl. Her name's Laura Glass. She did a term paper, and that was the basis for what's affected the whole country now. The term paper written by a 14-year-old girl in high school. The whole deal about social distancing. Pretty amazing, isn't it? Are you there, Sam?
Yeah, I'm here. It's just remarkable that these people have been allowed, voted into power. It's just remarkable. I mean, the bottom line is we got to get the greedy, corrupt, deceptive children out of office. And, you know, I'm going to vote tomorrow. I'm going to pray for a miracle. But I'm telling you, if voting helped, we probably wouldn't be where we're at right now. And I'm not sure voting's going to cure this problem. I guarantee you one thing. Asking a corrupt federal government to fix a corrupt federal government is probably not going to work.
Really?
And so, you know, we really need, as Americans, to start being honest with each other. You know, and looks like we've got a caller, Dean, from West Virginia.
We do. Dean, are you there, sir?
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air, Dean.
Okay. Yeah, considering the real-life situation here, and a lot of people are not trained in anything like this, and they just went out and bought their first AR-15 or DSA foul or something, or M1A1, 308 rounds. The Mylar thing, like the Oath Keepers had a video out on YouTube that showed how to make a homemade anti-fleur suit inside of your ghillie suit. And I think the title was How to Defeat Drones was the title. have you guys seen that?
No.
Yeah, look, anything the Oath Keepers has done, particularly at the national level, is pretty much worthless. Those guys are clowns. I used to work with them. I know them. They don't have any skills. They don't have any technical expertise. Those morons will get you killed, okay? So, honestly, look, the thermals that are on aircraft, generally speaking, yes, have dramatically more resolution, and they have more capability. They have larger objective lenses. They have bigger engines. They have greater detection ability. And when you watch the Oath Keepers video, they were using like this cheap monocular to video through that made their suit look a lot better than it looks to a real predator thermal detection drone. So I'll just warn you, don't use the Oath Keepers as a source for technical information on how to fight or how to survive.
Okay, then what would be a good anti-fleur suit? Is it possible to make one?
It is, and here's the problem. The techniques that actually work to shield you from detection from a good thermal overhead aircraft device are classified. If I put that information out over the air, I'd go to jail, okay? All I can say is this. What you can do to educate yourself on this subject is you can buy a really high-end 640 by 480 thermal scope, and you can start to play with textured paints that have sand in them and spraying that paint onto space blankets in certain patterns to break up your thermal signature and you know, start to educate yourself by playing with different materials. But it, you have to understand this concept called emissivity. And it's a technical thing that has to do with the type of radiation the surface of an object emits. And so you have these issues called reflectivity, and you have these issues called emissivity, and you have to understand the emissivity levels of the environment you're in, and then you have to find a way to match your ghillie suit / clothing gear to match the emissivity of what's around you in the similar way that you match the color and the reflectivity of what's around you for camouflaging yourself in the daytime from human eyesight. Does that make sense?
Yes, I've seen a video on what you're talking about. The problem is you make a suit for the summer, and then now it's 0 degrees out, you're in a white ghillie suit in the snow. You know, the material may react totally different to the surroundings.
Right, and so that's exactly right. And so here's the other thing I can tell you is that if you can match the emissivity in your clothing and have enough insulation and enough airflow through your suit, if you can do these things, and this is critical now, listen closely, you have to do something with your breath. You've got to breathe through some type of heat sink. When you exhale, you put heat out. If you don't know how to deal with that heat through a heat sink or a tube or something, doesn't matter how good your suit is.
Yeah. Lifesavers won't help you.
No, now, the other thing I could tell you is, if you're dealing with overhead thermal, conifers are much better at masking your heat signature than deciduous trees, okay? So if you're in a wooded area and you're subject to drone detection and you're trying to avoid that, probably the best thing you can do is hug the trunk of a densely needled conifer. Pine trees, cedar trees, that type of thing, because they're much better at masking your signature than the branches and leaves of an oak tree or a walnut tree or a maple or a sycamore. Does that make sense?
Yes. Now, another goodie was they took, these Michelob beer cans, the ones that got the screw-on, screw-off tops. They're reusable. They mixed they call it a napalm. They put gelatin mixed with ivory soap flakes and put gasoline in it, and they hung them in trees. It was like you could shoot them at 300 yards or whatever, and they would explode over top of the enemy. You ever hear of that?
Sure. Sure.
Homemade napalm.
And, yeah, and you can take a janitor's bucket with two wells in it. You can fill half of it with water and the other half with tannerite. And you can duct tape a bunch of ball bearings or tool bits or whatever to the face of the bucket that has the tannerite on it, and use the water on the other side to shape the charge. And you could basically build a claymore that you can set off from as far as you can shoot a supersonic rifle round.
Yeah, that's where it pays to be a very good marksman.
Yeah, all you've got to do is put a round in the side of the bucket that has tannerite, and you can take out literally 20 people on a trail or in a particular direction, you know, with one shot.
Yeah, okay. Now we're talking.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things. I mean, there's books written about this stuff. There's YouTube videos out there. You know, you got to let your creativity and your stuff work for you. There's a lot of things you can do in that regard.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Our next caller. Thank you. Our next caller is Nick in Missouri. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, John and Sam. How are we doing today?
Good.
Hey, Nick. Good to hear your voice. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just well. Sam, I've got a question for you. With the scarcity of 5.56 and 300 blackout, and if you even can find it, the expense, would a 7.62 by 3.9 build be an option on an AR platform?
Well, sure, it's always an option. I mean, you can do something like that. I wouldn't recommend it. I think there's plenty of 223 out there to be had. You just might pay a little more for it. You know,
right? Yeah. The places that I was looking at, I know it was going for around $1 to $1.20 a round, and there are a couple sources right here in the St. Louis area that you can get the 7.62 by 3.9 for, you know, under 40 cents a round. And I know it definitely burns dirtier, and there's going to be a little more of a cleaning regimen required for that. Not to mention, you know, you're not going to get as accurate, but I mean, just from, you know, like a training standpoint, it would certainly, I think it'd be a cheaper option to go with, you know, especially with the upcoming election and, moreover, you know, how long it's going to take the supplies to get restocked.
Yeah, I would get a piston operated AR. If I was going to build a 7.62 by 39, I'd definitely make it a piston gun. That would solve a lot of your cleaning issues.
I gotcha. And one other last question. I know that right now primers are kind of the hard thing to find. You can find the powder, you can find the brass, you can find the bullets. From a reloading standpoint, primers are kind of they're the bottleneck. I was just kind of curious why there hasn't really been an influx of primers coming from the Russia. I mean, it seems that they don't really have an issue supplying the complete ammunition, but maybe a matter of tariffs or trade laws or what have you. But it seems that they're, you know, kind of missing an opportunity there to supply some primers.
Well, you know, we have a lot of primers that are made in the Czech Republic. Cellular and Beloit is an extremely high-quality company. And, you know, I think my company has purchased S&B primers. They burn cleaner than some of the American-made primers. And they're extremely consistent in their brisance level or how much spark they provide to the powder column, which helps accuracy. There's a lot of options for primers. They're for sale out there. It's just a lot of people have jacked the price up to triple to 10x what a primer normally would cost. You know, primers are, you know, I can't believe people are struggling to find primers because, you know, after Sandy Hook, primers disappeared from the distribution chain just like they have now. When the fear level rises, and primers are cheap, they're also one of the first things to disappear. And I can't believe a lot of people didn't learn their lesson after Sandy Hook and put a couple thousand primers away. I mean, $100, you know, that was a cheap, easy thing to stockpile. And a lot of people just kind of missed the boat. You know, send me a message on Facebook after the radio show about primers. I'll point you in a direction.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. Make it a great day.
All right, Nick. Thank you for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Sam, I know you're a big fan of all of Dillon's products when it comes to reloading and related reloading equipment. Is that still available, Dillon reloading equipment?
Yeah, I put a couple of presses on order this past week for people. They're back ordered, but Dillon's still making stuff, and you've got to wait 10 to 12 weeks for your press if you order one of the high-end 1100s. I'm a fan of the 1100. I'm a fan of the 1050. Not a huge fan of the other presses. I used to have a bunch of Dillon 650s, and they had plastic parts on them that would break. The 1050 is a completely different animal. The 1100 is even better than the 1050. People have asked me what's the difference between the Dillon 1050 and the 1100 because they look very similar. Well, the stroke on the table is longer on the 1100. It's a very similar design, but the bearing's larger, the stroke is longer. You can load 308 length, 2.8 inch ammo on the 1100, where you're limited to 223 length on the 1050.
Okay, we got a call on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 2nd of November. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews. Sam, we got a caller on hold here. We got John in Florida. Good morning, John.
Yes, I was at the Trump rally in Miami last night,
I got there early, so I was up front, and it was, oh my God, it was, you know, I saw them and walked in. I got some pictures of them. The Spanish people in Miami hate the mayor of Miami. We had the governor spoke. Was it Marco Rubio? A young reporter lady I met recently, she just found out she was going to be one of the speakers there, and she was. She found out. And very, very powerful, very powerful. Just to be in that whole, it was electrifying. I just never felt that before. And my God, and communism, people hate that. They just, in the media, the mainstream media was there, and I just never been anything like that before.
Well, as the reports I get from other people who've been to these Trump rallies, you got any follow-up there, Sam?
Well, I think that Trump's side is definitely more energized for this election. Our mail-in voting and pre-voting, early voting, I think has tied or exceeded the total votes counted 4 years ago.
Really?
So obviously there's an energy. I'm hearing from certain states that Biden is leading in the early voting, but I suspect that a lot of Republicans that smell corruption in this election have decided that they're going to not mail in a vote, that they're going to cast their vote in person because they don't trust the post office and what's happening to these ballots. And so things could swing the other way. You know, I have a real good handle on what the evil ones are doing to try and steal the election. What I don't have a good handle on is in the critical states to win the Electoral College, Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa, Arizona. These are the swing states. These are the states that are going to decide this thing one way or the other. And what I don't have is a good handle on how many Christian conservatives are actually going to get their butts to the poll and cast a vote for Donald Trump. I just don't know how many. If we have 47% sit at home like last time, we're in trouble. If we activate half of those people that stayed home last time around, maybe we can win this thing and beat this corruption.
On the Hagman report, I'm hearing that Hillary Clinton is an electoral for the state of New York.
Yep.
That makes no sense. And anyway, well, the reporter...
That's the way our system works.
Yeah. The reporter was Maria Todd at American Values TV. She's got a little TV show, and I was impressed by just her speech. Anyway, you have a good day. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, John. We got a top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.